Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda Sultana. I'm 18, and I'm also from Hudson High School.
I'm Fahim. I'm 15, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Lena. I am a student of MC Smith.
Hi, my name is AJ. I go to school at Leibri. Well, did go to school at Leibri, and I live in Elizaville.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Yay.
Books we love, books we hate.
Books we hate.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Fahim. I've been doing both parts for such a long time.
Fahim loves to talk about
That's
books.
That's fine. I forgot.
So we talk about books every week, and sometimes we talk about books we're reading for school, and sometimes we talk about books that we're reading for fun, and sometimes we talk about books that we're writing. But before we jump into talking about books, I also wanted to welcome back Mishuda and Fahim, because we haven't had them on the show for so long. We've missed them. We're glad you're back, even if it's because school's out. And everything's canceled, except for Bound by Books, apparently.
Yeah, Bound by Books will never get canceled.
Bound by Books forever.
Yeah.
Yay.
But we're glad you're here. But I think we're going to start with AJ has a special book that she wanted to talk about.
So I've been writing a book, and I never, ever, 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 ever have agreed on a title. So far, my newest title is What?! I actually don't have a blurb because I'm just typing this out. Do you mind if I read a little bit of chapter one?
Sure.
Okay, so, on your marks, get set, go, the coach yelled. Nico sped off, taking the lead. If this is coach's idea of warming up for the big game, I'm a monkey's uncle, he thought, looking over his shoulder at his teammates lagging behind. She could do better than this. He sped around the field once, twice, three times, four. Nico was at full speed and it looked like he was not going to stop. Then, ow! Nico found himself on the ground screaming like he had never screamed before. He looked at his knee. It was swelling. He was in the most pain that he had ever experienced in his entire life. And that was a little excerpt from chapter one.
Cool. Awesome. That's a fun start to a book.
I am confused, like, about what's going on.
He's practicing for football.
Oh.
What inspired you to write this story?
So this is actually funny. So I had an ELA prompt. It was this picture of a bunch of people getting ready to run. And then I thought, hey, this will make a really good book. And it turned
out to be
this.
Okay, I missed that part. I didn't realize you wrote this.
And it turned out to be a sci-fi adventure story. Whoa. And I want to write more books like this in the series, and so I have a plan for a book. I don't know the name yet, but it's going to be about five sisters. One died of something, and that one is the ghost that meets up with the four other sisters on their 10th birthday, because they're all born on the same day. And that's as far as I got for the blueprint for that one.
Are they birth sisters or adopted sisters, if they all have the same birthday? Is it just by chance? Oh, wow. So the mom had five kids at the same time.
Quintuplets.
That's a lot.
Ouch! Poor I'm imagining mom. How big it is.
Yeah, no, that would have been bad. I've actually finished my short story unit, so I finished writing some things too. I had to write two stories for this short story unit, and my ELA teacher, ELA, it's creative writing. I don't know why I called it ELA. My creative writing teacher actually just gave me this whole week off, and I have nothing to do. And I'm almost sad because she's my favorite teacher. I'm like, why couldn't one of the other ones give me a whole week off so I have more time to do what you want to do? We read a ton of Ray Bradbury short stories.
Did you have a favorite of the short stories you read?
My favorite of the Ray Bradbury ones we read, because we read some other ones, but the ones by Bradbury were the ones that stuck out in my head the most. And my favorite was probably, he wrote a short story called something like, Think Soft Rains Will Come or something like that. Something, I might be getting the title wrong. About a house that is living basically in this town. The house is automated. It does everything for the people who live in it. It cooks the people's food. It helps them with everything. It tells the time. This house is basically if an entire house was Alexa. I have to whisper, otherwise mine will hear me and she'll turn on. basically the whole house is like an automated like Siri kind of system. And as the house is going through its day, you start to realize that the house is going through all the things it usually does, but the people living in it are like long dead. Like the house exists in an atomic wasteland. The house is the only character in the story. And at the end, it ends with the house burning down with only one wall standing, and that one wall is still doing the automated things it's supposed to do, even though it's just a wall. It's like the house is like clinging onto life, and I really liked the way they personified the home, the structure in like that whole wasteland. I thought it was really cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that one. It's one of the few ones that I've read by him. But every story I've read by him, I've loved, so have to read some more. How about Mashuda? Have you been reading anything recently?
Yeah, like Amelia said, about like for creative writing, Miss Neer assigns like a lot of very great, what's his name again, Amelia?
Ray Bradbury,
okay.
Yeah, I forgot you were in my class too for a second.
Yeah, I think I'm in the first section and you're like, I think in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'm in the later half of the day.
Yeah. So I think his one of his stories, Sleep, and I like actually like the description he uses like in his story. Mm-hmm. But like I wanted to share like a poem I found online.
Great.
It's about coronavirus. So it's by Laura Kelly Fanucci. When this is over, may we never again take for granted a handshake with a stranger, full shelves at the store, conversations with neighbors, a crowded theater, Friday night out, the taste of communion, a routine checkup, the school rush each morning, coffee with a friend, the stadium roaring, each deep breath, a boring Tuesday, life itself. When this ends, may we find that we have become more like the people we were called to be, we hope to be, and may we stay that way better for each other because of the worst. Yeah, it was, I don't know, it just spoke to me. I mean, we always take things granted. Like before the pandemic, we were like free. We could go to any restaurant or anything. We could just go outside and do like what we want to do. But now we are all like stuck in home and we have like limited option we could do. And so like basically as a senior, I was like very excited for like a lot of things. And because of that pandemic, like everything is canceled. Even for my sociology, like breaking social norm project, you know, I couldn't do anything. Basically, I could just break a social norm by staying, you know, at home. I was thinking like I could do so many things because like that's breaking a rule and, you know, just it's fun, but I couldn't. A lot of people in my class, like they could only do like sitting on the dining table and like, I don't know, record your family like doing being silly.
Is there anything you all are missing the most right now?
I just miss seeing my friends.
Well, I do miss seeing my friends, but what is actually weird is I actually miss the school part, but not only the school part. I think that I would rather actually, this is sort of weird, get in trouble in real life than get in trouble virtually because, well, at least that person's still right there instead of like far away and distant and in a, like a different house.
I miss the structure of school. Like, it's hard to motivate myself to get up at a certain time when I really don't have anywhere to be and I won't get in trouble for being late to something, but then I, like, lose my structure and my routine that's really comforting to me. Mm-hmm. I like having a period where you do this and a period where you do that, and now it's just I have to get on the computer and motivate myself and figure out what am I going to do first today.
Yeah.
Today I barely had anything to do, and that was like, and it sounds like that should be like relaxing and chill, but it's actually kind of disturbing because then, well, what did I do? What did I get up for? I can't hang out with my friends. I can't go to school. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah. So for me, it's like, I don't know. I really never had to use time management in my high school career, but now I feel like I have to push myself and, you know, do my assignment using time management on top of scholarships, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, Amelia, I don't know if you know, but I feel like our prom and graduation gonna get canceled.
I don't think prom is gonna get canceled. We had a senior meeting and they said that if anything, prom will just be held later and in the school. And I don't have a problem with having a prom in the school. That's how people used to do it, have the prom in the school gym. I don't care, as long as I get to hang out with my friends. That's that but last thing. I think it's really unlikely that our prom is going to get canceled.
Yeah, but it's not going to be in June because, like, according to the news and everything, they're thinking, like, push the school break until, like, May 15 or something. And I don't think it's going to be in June, maybe over the summer. That's what I heard. But
I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah.
How about you, Lena? Have you been missing anything in particular?
Yeah, I miss my friends because they don't pick up on my calls. And also one of them I can't talk to because she doesn't have a phone and I can't chat with her on Discord. I miss being able to go to Keely's house because the closest for me to being inside of Keely's house is being on her porch and being able to talk to her. And now I feel scared because my sister told me, which may or may not be true, I don't know, that if you're in a group of 8 or more, you'll get arrested if someone calls.
You won't get arrested, but you will get broken up. They won't arrest you. In some places, yes, they will arrest you if you host, like, a party or something and clearly, like, disrespect the rules. But, like,
I think you will get a fine, right? Right
now. Yeah, so some places are giving out fines, some places. But that's pretty extreme to get arrested just for being in a group of 8.
Yeah.
I've been trying to make an effort to, like, you know, FaceTime and talk to my friends a lot. I've been playing a ton of Minecraft with my friend. It's been wild. But I actually, yesterday, I was painting rocks for a project for a part one of my dance studio. We're basically doing this thing where we all paint rocks and leave them outside the dance studio door so that when we eventually get to come back, we'll see all the rocks and it'll be like a nice happy thing. I painted a ton of rocks. I painted one rock for the gym and a bunch for school projects. And then I painted one for my friend. She wanted one with a peach on it, a peach rock. And I made it for her and I left it outside her porch just as like a thing for her. And that was kind of comforting because it's those little things that like we're still connected in that way.
That's nice. I like the idea of having a bunch of rocks that greet you when you get to go back to the dance studio. That's sweet.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Someone painted like Starry Night on a rock, like a miniature Starry Night. It was amazing. It was really good.
That's cool. So how about you, Fahim?
I mean, I don't miss much about like school. But I'm just like mad that there are like work that were due and then like now I can't really like, I already did all the work and stuff, but I can't like really hand them in. They're like paperwork and stuff. So it's like no point of me working on it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, I already did it. And then like, now it's like, there's no point.
Yeah, I definitely miss interacting with people in person. I've done some Zoom calls with people, which are nice. But it's also weird because we don't know the timeline of when we'll safely be able to gather that I realize I have no idea when I'll be able to, like, see my parents in person. And my sister's living abroad currently, and we're not sure when she'll be able to travel to come back. So there's a lot of unknowns with that, but they're not as immediate because we don't really know. But hopefully sometime soon I can see them in person. That'd be nice. Anyways, thanks for sharing that poem, Ashuda.
You're welcome.
Fahim, did you have any books you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I have a book. Like, I'm pretty sure most of you guys are familiar with it. It's called The Blind Side, the book version by Michael Lewis. I'm just going to read the back of the book. Just like, yeah. Michael Orr is one of 13 children by a mother addicted to crack. He does not know his real name, his father, his birthday, or how to read or write. He takes up football in school after a rich white evangelical family plucks him from the streets. And two great forces alter Orr, the family's love and the evolution of professional football itself into a game where the quarterback must be protected at any cost. Our protagonist becomes the priceless package of size, speed, and agility necessary to guard the quarterback's greatest vulnerability, his blind side. So it's basically like about how football is like in real life. You have to go through obstacles to, like, block for your family and stuff. He's, like, an offensive line, blocking for his family, both, like, his family and quarterback. He plays, like, old tackle, and, like, he has to block every obstacles in his way of life to achieve, like, accomplishments. And eventually he does. He goes to the NFL later on. Yeah. So that's basically like his slave life journey and everything.
That's great. I haven't actually read or seen the movie for that, but I know a little bit about the story. Is the book really good?
It's like same base as a movie, but just a little different.
Yeah. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah.
Did you read that for school?
Yeah, I had to pick like an independent book for like my ELA class and stuff. I didn't have any other choice. I just saw this book. I was like, why not?
I think, Amelia, weren't you going to read a autobiography or biography soon too for school?
Yeah. The biography isn't required for school. She kind of just gave it to us for like, you know, to read over the quarantine. Mm-hmm. I finished The Tattooist of Auschwitz, and I'm going to start that other book.
Did you the same assignment, Mashita?
I think I'm reading a different book, Educated.
Yeah, we had options. I chose Tattooist of Auschwitz. So you chose Educated. How was that?
I mean, Educated is very deep. It's like, I don't want to like, okay, but like, you know, the Himalaya girl that lived in Himalaya, she finally, you know, achieved her dream. But the cost was like, you know, she had to fight her family. And
it's about I think it was about a girl who lives with a very conservative, very religious, kind of crazy family. Mm-hmm. And she ends up being the first one in her family to go to college and get an education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that book a lot.
Yeah. Oh, you read it, Miss Emily?
Yeah, I thought it was great. I want to read Tattooist of Auschwitz as well, but I haven't read that one yet. So Lena, have you been reading anything during the time at home?
Yeah, and this was actually kind of assigned, and it was actually a read aloud. So technically it kind of counts, I think.
Sure.
So I had to read Thelma the Unicorn. And so it's basically about this pony who doesn't like how she looks. She wants to become a unicorn. And so she pretends to be a unicorn. She gets famous. And then in the end, she doesn't like being a unicorn. And I got a 100 out of 100 because I figured it out most of the story. And that's how I describe the story without spoiling it. And I'm thinking of starting to make a book.
Oh yeah? What's that going to be about?
It's going to be about a girl who, like, she's in a different world where, like, there are magic superpowers and stuff. And, like, there's, like, 1% of you being a normal human being. And then there's 99.9% that you're going to be magical and not a human being. So, yeah. And she's, like, a human. She gets bullied for that, but she's actually pretty strong. I think, like, I want to go, like, with fantasy, but, like, not something really basic, I guess. And also, like, I'm pretty sure that's the plot of most books with fantasy.
I don't know.
So, yes.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah. I will figure out the storyline.
Cool. Yeah, you'll have to report back.
Yes.
Nice. I haven't been reading quite as much recently. I don't know. I haven't been finding the time as much, but I did start a book that I'm liking so far called Ruby on the Outside by Nora Rowley Baskin, who I think was supposed to come to the book festival this year, but I might be confusing her with somebody else. And I can read the description for you. So it's Ruby on the Outside by Nora Rowley Baskin. 11-year-old Ruby Danes is about to start middle school, yet no one in her life other than her aunt knows her deepest, darkest secret. Her mother is in prison. Then Marguerite Tips moves into Ruby's condo complex, and the two immediately hit it off. Ruby thinks she's found her first true blue friend. Is she ready to tell Marguerite the truth? When Marguerite's family history seems to tie in too closely to the very event that put her mother in prison, Ruby fears she could lose everything, but she may learn the true meaning of friendship, honesty, and love along the way. And so far, it's very good. I don't have the audio for this one, and you all know how I love a good audiobook, but I don't think it has an audio version. But I'm making my way through, and so far, it's very nice. I think it does a good job of showing Ruby and her mom's relationship, and she also has her aunt Barbara, who she refers to as Matu, or Matu for mom number two. And so a lot of people assume that Matu is her mom because she keeps the fact that her mom's in prison a secret. So it does a good job of like kind of showing, you know, she loves her mom and she wants to maintain that relationship. It's really important to her, and that she doesn't quite know what her mom is in prison for and isn't sure if she wants to know because she's worried that that will complicate things. But yeah, so far a very nice book.
Ooh, sounds really interesting.
Yeah, and I'm curious. So I've just gotten to the part where she's starting to suspect that there may be a connection between her new friend, Marguerite, and something to do with her mom being in prison. Because there's a name, Tips, which is Marguerite's last name, is a name that Ruby has heard in these whispered discussions between her mom and Matu. So she knows there's some connection there, but she doesn't know what it is. And she's worried that Marguerite's going to find out her secret. And it's just a lot of pressure when you're trying to make a new friend and worried that they're going to judge you and your situation. And for something that you have no control over, too.
Tough. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I'm reading now. I need to find a new audiobook to listen to. Although I've been thinking of listening to a book called Rania, the Robber's Daughter, which is by Astrid Lindgren, which I've been meaning to read for about 7 or 8 years. Antonia, who was one of the early Bound by Books co-hosts, had really liked it when she was about 10, and she's, I think, in her 20s now, so it's been a while. And I just got the audiobook for that on my phone, so that might be my next listen. And Astrid Lindgren's the author who wrote Pippi Longstocking, and I love Pippi Longstocking, so fingers crossed that this will be a good one, too.
Cool.
Well, I think we're just about out of time for today.
Oh, no.
I know, it goes so fast, especially when there's 6 of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we hope everyone out there listening has a good week, reads lots of good books, stays home, stays healthy, and we'll be back next week to talk about some more.
Cool.
Have a good week and happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading.
Bye. Happy reading. Bye.
Prometi não estremecer mais. Teu coração já nos provou não ter sustento pra suportar erupção de uma voz incandescente como as lavas de um vulcão. Mas você petrificou tudo, tudo que estremecer mais. Teu coração já nos provou não ter sustento pra suportar erupção de uma voz incandescente como